From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. There were two deadly suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Monday. 26 people were killed, among them 9 journalists. The attack began during the early morning rush hour with a suicide bomber on a motorbike blowing himself up near an office of the National Directorate of Security, the country's intelligence agency. Associated Press correspondent Joseph Krauts has more.
All of those killed were local reporters, but many of them worked for international media outlets, including a photographer for Agence France-Presse. So this is a really devastating attack on the press community in Afghanistan.
AP correspondent Joseph Krauts, the Islamic State terrorist group, carrying out the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran on Monday of, quote, brazenly lying about its ongoing nuclear weapons development in violation of the 2015 international agreement that sought to limit Iran's nuclear program. Netanyahu said he had new and conclusive proof that Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons activity.
Iran lied. Victim. After signing the nuclear deal in 2015, Iran intensified its efforts to hide its secret nuclear power.
In a televised address to the nation, Netanyahu displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of half a ton of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian program. Netanyahu has long opposed the agreement, which was signed by the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China in exchange for lifting economic sanctions on Iran. This is VOA News. Thousands of Russians marched in Moscow Monday against a decision by the Kremlin to block the popular Telegram messaging app. The protesters called the decision the government's latest restriction on internet freedom, and Iranian state television said the judiciary has ordered internet providers to immediately block access to Telegram, which has 40 million followers in the country. America's new top diplomat, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, has ended his first foreign trip with a call for peace. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Pompeo did not meet with Palestinian officials during the trip, and he praised plans to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem on May 14th. But he urged both sides to give peace a chance.
The parties will ultimately make the decision about what the right resolution is. We're certainly open to a two-party solution. That's a likely outcome.
Pompeo also defended Israel's use of lethal force during weekly protests on the Gaza border that have left 40 Palestinians dead during the past month. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The porn film performer who claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006 is escalating her legal fight against him. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Stormy Daniels is suing President Trump for defamation. The actress, whose legal name is Stephanie Clifford, filed the complaint in federal court in New York. At issue is a Trump tweet about a composite sketch that Daniels says depicts a man who threatened her in 2011 to stay quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump. In the tweet, Trump says the man never existed and calls the sketch a total con job, playing the fake news media for fools. The complaint says Trump's tweet was false and defamatory and says Daniels has been exposed to death threats and other threats of physical violence. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A group of about 150 Central American migrants are waiting at a U.S. border crossing in Southern California after American border agents said the port of entry did not have enough space to accommodate them. The migrants had traveled together to try to seek asylum in the United States. It's not clear how long they might need to wait to be seen by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents. When asked about the caravan on Monday, President Trump said, "We have to have borders. If we don't have borders, we won't have a country." Organizers of the caravan say they want the most vulnerable cases to cross the border first. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.